Thanks, Mobile.
Of course, I do a lot with wood. I heat solely with wood, and
and I'm always dealing with logs and splitting wood and this and that and the other with the wood. So that gravel has, man, that has been a blessing.
The things I was looking at first purchases was that. And so how are you going down that route?
Not cheap.
Not for a good one anyway. There's cheap ones out there.
The company seemed like it was over on the coast and over toward the coast, and they made aftermarket stuff, and I got them to, they painted it John Deere green and set it up for my to, you know, I got a loader with quick disconnect on the end of it, they set it, and I did have to install a valve. I had to do some plumbing and run some electrical for the valve to operate that, but it wasn't no big deal.
How that holds pressure instead of just letting it bleed off?
You know, I've got a switch on my operation stick, and so I push that button, and it shifts the hydraulics away from the loader portion onto the grapple for opening and closing.
There's some of the grapples out there that I've been looking at. They have an, I can't remember what they call the block on the back of it, but it would, once you closed them, it would hold pressure there instead of letting it bleed off until you changed directions to release it. And it was just a little solenoid that done it, so it maintained that pressure.
Maintains pressure. All I've got is just that cylinder. I got one cylinder on the front. And I guess that's incorporated in the valve that I had installed. So, yeah, it won't let up. I can tell you that.
Doing my homework right now.
His machine, you know, you can do a ton of work on the property. That's just one of the best things I ever got was that John Deere.
I wish I would have had this thing years ago. With some of the crazy things I've had to come up with to get fluid wood anymore, but we do eat with it.
One thing that me and my wife still enjoy, you know, outside, well, I mean, as far as the most enjoyable thing that we do labor-wise is split wood. We love working with wood.
I hated it as a kid growing up, but now there's just something about it getting out there and just being left alone and taking my frustrations out on that log. How's things going on your home place over there?
Doing fairly well. I built a 25 by 30. It's about like a carport, but inside, you know, I put my dog pen up under there and chicken pen under there. And right now I'm trying to fence in about 3 acres of my property. It's all, you know, I live in a wilderness, so it's all bushwhacking and cutting. But we got the path for the fence cut, and then I've got about 2/3 of the fence in. I've got to get about 72 more T-posts and 2 more rolls of fencing. But in a gate, I got my gate post and everything, but we've been working on that.
Praise Kex. Yeah, that's another piece of attachment I've been looking at is the bush hog for the front of that thing. That way I can just go through and clear out the fence lines and stuff like that.
That'd be nice to be able to. Of course, mine's so steep. I couldn't get any machinery down in there. It's all men by hand.
We got places like that also, but it'd be nice to have it as much as what I can. And they're not. They run about the same price as the grapple does. So from what I'm seeing, for a decent one, so that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have. I'd almost want to, if you got any kind of spread where you'd be using a bush hog, I'd almost want that before that grapple.
The only thing I could use it for was taking out some of those mountain laurels, because the property we got just covered up with them. So, and it would take care of most of that.
Nest of mountain laurel. It's all mountain laurel up there where I'm at as well.
Other thing I've been looking at, and that's a stump bucket. I don't know if you know what that is or are familiar with it, but it comes down to a foot wide point and concentrates all your digging power to get up under that stump and get it out of the ground.
And I thought about it. I just, because I've got a slew of stumps that need to come out. I put solar on the house and had to cut a mess of trees out of there. And so I got some stumps, but I, you know, my machine's not big enough really to deal with those stumps.
I've been looking at it, those three attachments. So that's kind of where my head's been going lately.
Yeah. You're up there on your property.
Oh yeah, got a nice little creek flowing through there. In spots, it's about 10, 15 foot wide.
Nice. I wish I've got a little bit of a creek. It's basically fed by about 7 springs. Now, when it rains, it's that thing's moving some water. I got a little bit of a waterfall. It's about 7-8 feet tall. And yeah, I wish I had a little more water. I sold 4.5 acres, which was right bordering the river. There's a little bit of a river up there, or a good sized creek. It's 10 to 15 feet wide. It's got a good bit of water moving through it, and I sold that land. I kind of hate I did that, but had to do it. It was necessary. It was a promise I made to my wife, so I had to keep it.
That, but this one runs right through the middle of my property, so unless I'm going to sell half the property, I'm going to hang on to it.
Hopefully hang on to it.
I'm hoping to get started on here by the end of the month, something going anyway. At least get the driveway widened out where I can get in a little better. There's, like I said, there's a road there, but it needs some work. And that way I can get some equipment, bigger equipment in there if I need to, and get it all started and moving along.
Well, listen, I'm destinating, and I've got to get, I'd say have a good day. 7-3s to you, and you be careful out there traveling. And David, it was good to be introduced to you this morning, and hope that you have a good day as well. So this is KK4NXE. I'm going to be clear on your final, Patrick.
Good to talk to you again this morning. I look forward to that all week since I've talked to you. And you have a good one out there and stay safe. KK4NXE, this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
4GFW Mobile.
NKO4HKX.
You should be about passing my my subdivision, ain't you?
Coming up on Milford Church now.
Yeah, did you enjoy your sales meeting? Did you expect it, huh?
Even better, I didn't even log in.
Checked in a single sideman.
No, I got busy doing something else, and I didn't get checked in to it either. But I don't know. That meeting was not for me.
Hey, you got a 6-meter HT?
I do not.
I figured out some way how to test out that repeater.
I wouldn't mind having one of those 6-meter HTs now that there's a repeater in the area, but I just, until now, there was really no need to even look for one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, about 5 minutes.
I don't know an HT in the house this morning, or I'd have heard him. And that Susan stayed in. She didn't have a good night sleeping last night, so she slept in, so I didn't make much noise.
that?
No, we're talking about that data cable for my radio to the computer. So my computer only has one plug-in for the, I guess, the microphone and the head jack. So they should make a cable to go from that 6-pin mini DIN to speaker jack, and it should work the same, right?
You just have to look at the ring tip sleeve combo and see what your computer needs for a microphone and a all-in-one.
Facebook, there's a rocket launch out of Virginia Saturday night. Andrew should be able to see it good. I guess it won't be, it'll be unobstructed if you're at the beach, right?
Going on up in Virginia with a rocket.
It's probably one of them SpaceX or something going up. I think the launch starts at 6 or something like that.
Stuff took place down in Florida.
Yeah, dude, but this one's going out of Virginia for some reason.
Beach area there.
Wait, here you should be able to see it. Like, I think it's 2 minutes after launch, you should start to be able to see it.
Supposed to be clear here Saturday, I believe. Last time I looked at the weather, anyway.
But I believe it's not moving in till like Sunday morning.
You at the office today?
Company president is coming in for a visit, I guess, this afternoon and tomorrow. So nobody knows anything.
Interesting. It always was when I worked at the plant.
Yeah, company a bunch of money if she just didn't say when she was coming and just showed up.
Understood that. Why you announce all that and then... I just never have understood that whole process there.
If you really cared, you'd want to see how it really was in real life, right?
That's on things, but... I guess we're on a different level than they are.
Kilo Victor 4-H Ray Whiskey.
Good morning, Damien. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Damien. KN4TFW. You probably off tomorrow going to the convention, right?
I am. I just sitting here thinking about what you're talking about, the company president coming in and all that. Well, it'd be funny if she didn't announce it. She was coming. She shows up at the gate with Lieutenant Benny over there. Yeah, let her get her dose of that.
She definitely wouldn't get in if she didn't have an appointment.
Do you know who I am? And she said, I don't care who you are.
Like you've had that talk before.
Oh, but it's... I'll have somebody training with me come in there, you know it. I'll be over there on the pastor side, and she knows who I am. And, you know we got to do protocol. I need to see your driver license and all that. But what's funny is when I'm not training nobody, she just waves me on.
Yes, it's just amazing how many people don't get in through that gate.
I don't know if you heard this, and I think I told you this. And you may have heard other people, but I was riding with a guy when I first started going doing that over there. He was showing me that. He said, that's G.I. Jane. That's who that is. That's G.I. Jane.
By the book.
Yeah, I will say that. I've never had a problem with her. She's been nice to me and all that, but she's one of those that she's not going to fudge one bit. Hey, it ain't come hell, high water, rain, sleet, snow, it don't matter. She's coming out there with headgear, raincoat, whatever. She ain't going to fudge on that neither. She's coming out there.
I guess it was a substitute like FedEx driver. And he'd been waiting there a second, and somebody hit the button to open the out. That was bad.
I imagine.
Patrick, come on in here.
Oh, no, I'm sitting over here just thinking about that and laughing. So, yeah, that must have been pretty funny.
I bet she about flipped out when that gal snuck in there, knowing she didn't have no control over that situation.
It's tough. You got a bunch of cars coming in and some trucks, and you're taking care of them, and it's at lunchtime. It gets pretty busy right there.
No more of
them. A few years back, it just got through raining. Just about this time, maybe a year. Just had got through raining one early morning at daybreak, and I was waiting on paperwork or something, and I was sitting there kind of facing towards the woods on the backside there. Here come a pile of turkeys back there, a pile of them back there.
Bunch of wildlife there. There's a bunch of deer and raccoon and turkeys for sure.
Oh, after I heard this story and you know that it's true, I always try when I go places like that to make sure I'm very careful and don't run over their animals. Up at Timken, up in Gaffney, they had a mascot dog. And I worked for a company called Republic Service, but you got Waste Management. At the time, Waste Management had that account. And he ended up running over the mascot dog and killing it. Now, let me tell you how much they thought about that dog. They got that dog buried on site with its own tombstone and all over there as you come in that plant. Needless to say, that's how we got the account. They canceled the account with Waste Management and got on with us.
Coming in here, I don't know, a couple of months ago, right down there by the truck scale, somebody ran over a possum, and I'm like, how do you run over a possum when you're only doing 10 miles an hour?
When I heard that story, I thought they were kidding me. And I told her, you kidding, right? She said, no. The security guard said, no. She said, look right over there. I walked around to the other side, and she showed me the gravesite and all that. And what brought that story up was there was some geese. And I really wasn't paying no attention that morning. One of them flew up and then flew back down and landed on the ground. And I about tugged the geese out. And the woman told me, she said, please don't hit them geese. She said, I hate to see what happened to the other driver. I said, what are you talking about? And that's when she explained it to me. Now, they're very, they think the world of the wildlife and everything else there.
Best they do out here is let you put up a bird feeder. I think they got a couple of bird feeders over by the office and that, but somebody was feeding some animals, and a coyote got to where he was coming around, and so they had to do something about catching him. But we do have some resident groundhogs out there.
Yeah, because those groundhogs are pretty destructive themselves.
And there's a bunch of holes up in the hillside.
Guest and all that, kind of like your deal. I hadn't been there long, but I'd been there about 3 or 4 months running out of Timken. And, I learned all the guys, and we all joke and go on, you know, carry on. So one day there was three extra guys that was out there, and they got to asking questions, you know, and it wasn't, I wasn't paying attention, to be honest with you. I kind of let my guards down. And, like a pop quiz, you know, they come on a little light and then it started getting a little heavier on questions. And one of the questions they asked me was, if you was to be going down the road and you see this can will start leaking some kind of oil or something, what would you do? And, you know, joking him, I said, oh, heck, I just whoop it over a dirt road and take a dirt road. That ended me getting some hot water for a little bit. And the guys that was there, standing there, they, when I said it, they shaking their head behind him, waving their hands. And I found out that was, you know, high corporate people. And ended up getting out of it, but they didn't like that answer.
Across the older guy, and he's driving a a really old Toyota pickup truck. I'm talking about a really old one, and that'd be the plant manager.
That's old white-headed man.
Not real tall, and he drives a really old Toyota.
He met me after all that stuff went on over there. He met me just to make sure that I wasn't that same guy and all that. And he seemed to be a nice guy. I liked him. He seemed to be real friendly and all that.
When I met him, his hair was all growed out and everything, and I didn't even come close to associating him with the plant manager.
My past of working with people and all that, it seems to be that them type is the ones that you really like as plant managers and stuff, from the simple fact that, you know that they make it, you know, bigger bucks and all that, but they just kind of, this casual, don't live like it, you know, rich and all that. They usually ain't stuck up, and them seem to be the more ones that you like to be around.
DFW. Yeah, he makes the rounds in the plant, checks in at all the control rooms and that every single day.
Come on in here, Patrick.
I was just getting ready to say, those like that are the ones that actually care about what's going on, and they're not just there to collect their paycheck and all numbers to them. They actually care about the people.
Exactly right. With what I do, I service, you know, in my 19 years of being here, I've serviced a lot of plants and running across a lot of plant managers and stuff. I used to take care of Nestle up here in Gaffney, and that was my account, and it was very demanding. That was my job when I first come here to take care of Nestle, and they can swap that 5:30 in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon, and 10:30 at night. So by the time I got home, it was midnight, and I had to be back up at 4 o'clock to be back over there, you know, 5:30. But I run across the plant manager one morning. He was standing there with his arms crossed, and he said there was some things that was going on, and the back dock was just full of trash and stuff. And come to find out, the compactor was down, and he said, "Why in the H-E double hockey sticks am I the last one to find out anything?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Since you're the plant manager, it looks like you ought to be the first one to know." He said, "Yeah, they don't think about that. They won't do this chain of command, but I need to know this stuff." And me and him got he was real strict, but he ran a tight shift, and man, it ran like clockwork. And you could tell when he retired, you could tell that when someone else took his spot, I mean, you could tell within a month instantly how things changed.
By QT and get you something to drink.
This morning, I'm sitting here waiting on everybody to get here and get ready.
I meant to get me a drink this morning. I discovered we got some vending machines at the plant down there. Well, I say plant there, where we park our trucks in the office there. And it's the cheapest I found to get a 20-ounce drink. You can get a 20-ounce drink for $1.50, $1.50. And it's the coldest drink. I mean, it's on the verge. One morning, as quick as I opened it, the top of it, you know, the top of the drink, kind of crystallized and turned to ice. I mean, it's that cold. Oh, man, it's good.
Vending machines out there at Lubrizol.
It's on the drink.
$1.25. It's either a 16 or a 20 ounce.
Over here in Riga. I know they got a vending machines and stuff. I need to check that out. I'm going down the road right there at the little gas station right before you get to y'all, and, you know, paying $2.25 for a 20 ounce.
A 20 ounce drink cost anymore, isn't it?
But anything cost. Seen a can of stand-up weenies. I call them Miami weenies. I call them stand-ups. $2.20. I refused. I said, you know what? I don't want them that bad. Told my wife, next time you get Sam, buy a big thing of it. That's what she did.
To the price of a candy bar in a convenience store lately?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
Regular size, Milwaukee or Snickers candy bar, would be $2.39.
Y'all kind of get an idea of how old I am. I remember buying the candy bar for a nickel and the soda for a dime. KF4NXY.
Not anymore.
Good gentleman. Back in this area, I think he's his wife is going to be back for, or excuse me, him and his girlfriend, fiance, where she, he called her. He's, they're going to be back for Virginia, I think, maybe, and down this way. We'll have to try to hit him up and, see if we can't break bread or something and, catch up on old times.
Traveling back and forth down here, and they'd make a decision when they got married, whether they were going to stay down here.
Peter down here, I think that kind of seals the deal, doesn't it?
Shelby are in that area over there, too. He's going to link those two repeaters, six-meter repeaters, together.
To each his own. I know he'll have to make that decision between him and his fiancée, but I hope that he stays down here. Spend some time for that fellow. I can't say enough about that gentleman. Good guy.
Maybe he'll move. Sounds like he's done a lot of stuff in the hobby. I mean, just into everything, and I mean, just amazing listening to him when I've talked to him, what he's done over his amateur radio career.
A knowledgeable person. Kilo Victor 4-H-Ray Whiskey, by the way. He's a very knowledgeable person. I met him at a ham fest, and I don't even remember how we got to talking. He kicked it off, and his wife fell in love with me, and we just started carrying on with each other, him and her. And I've got a kind of a joking personality, you know, and stuff. And she got tickled things I'd say, and it broke my heart when I found out that a few years back that she had cancer. And I actually lost contact with him, and then I think he changed his phone or something. And I started trying to look him up, come across a number and got a hold of him or something other. Then that's when I found out about his wife passing away, and it just kind of, you know, hit me there for a little bit.
It's amazing how that'll happen sometimes. Things just out, you don't even expect the way they'll affect you.
Yeah, you know, you would think, you know, a long-distance relationship and not really knowing them that good, you know, just seeing them here and there and talking to them every now and then, you wouldn't think it'd bother you, but, you know, you think about the good times of, you know, kind of having a, you know, good conversations and all that, and thinking about that, you know, like, wow, you know. And the older I get, people that's dying affects me more, you know. I guess that's with any of us, but when I was younger, you know, it didn't matter, you know. But the older I get, I'm thinking about, you know, my family, me and everybody else, and it kind of lays on you a little bit harder now.
For sure. I know exactly where you're coming from. One of them two-wheeled missiles down in Wade Hampton, Cable 4-HKX. But it's too late.
A big truck. He was lit up like a Christmas tree, I'm talking about. And then there was one of them low rider pickup trucks. And he was so close behind the truck, he almost missed his exit.
And lights and chrome.
85 now.
Oh, I ain't even on 85. I'm over here at the plant. Matter of fact, just scanned my badge over here to Riga, coming in the plant.
Roger that. I'm just about ready to get off on 80. I
actually got a little bit earlier start. What I call got an earlier shoot out, earlier out the shoot this morning at the work 20. So doing a little bit better. Plus the day's Friday for me too, so I'm wanting to get in and get out.
And Damon, you made me laugh there because I hadn't heard chicken lights in a while. Brought back some memories laughing about that.
Oh yeah, I learned that all that lingo when I was on the road, man. You know, they call the rest areas pickle park, and you know, the scale house, chicken coops. Chicken coops open today, or chicken coops is closed today.
Those are days long gone now, but made me laugh
chicken lights and chrome. Yeah. But, guys, I'm going to have to jump off. Y'all be safe, and good to talk to both of you this morning. And maybe talk to you on down the log today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3s, guys.
7-3, Patrick, being safe out there. KN4TF30.
Bologna Stew, have a good man. We'll holler at you later. Ken, I'm out of here myself. I got to roll the tarp back and set this can off. Go buy me another one for the day. So have a good one. If I don't speak to you no more, I'll see you, I guess, Monday, unless you're coming up to Charlotte. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray whiskey clear after you.
Damon, you be safe out there today and enjoy yourself this weekend and be safe. And I'll probably catch you on Monday. Probably won't be up there at the Ham Fest, but you can never tell. KN4TFW, 7-3.
K3JCA monitoring.
JCA KO4HKX.
Dick, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, but I think everybody's already cleared out this morning. I've already got guys on the truck. I just wanted to let you know right quick. I hope you and Miss Sally are doing okay. Talk to you later. 7-3s, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
K3JCA clear.